It is Tuesday, August 28th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The KUAF website giveaway and Walton Arts Center are offering you the chance to win two tickets to the 10x10 Arts Series. Productions include Plena Libre, LA Theater Works, Circa, and more. The drawing is Friday, September 14th, during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and information are available at KUAF.com.
Theater Squared opens its seventh season with Noises Off, Thursday through September 23rd at Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studios. The comedy follows a troupe of actors scrambling to hold a tour together amidst frayed nerves, backstage betrayals, and chaos on stage and off. Tickets and more information for Noises Off available at theater2.org or 443-5600.
In a moment on Ozarks, new, bigger enrollment numbers for the University of Arkansas. For the first time ever, the school's undergraduate population is more than 20,000 students.
And Michael J. Rhea discusses what he learned when he spent time with some of the top set and lighting designers on Broadway. Their profiles are included in his new book, and what he picked up he can pass on to his students at the U of A. And it's pot hunting season. We'll hear how the Drug Enforcement Agency looks for marijuana in the Ozarks from up above.
But first, for much of the summer, Northwest Arkansas has been under burn bans. But yesterday, many of those burn bans were lifted, including bans in Washington and Benton counties. Mark Trollinger, Benton County Fire Marshal, says a few factors played into the decision to lift the ban in the county.
A couple different things. Obviously, the good rainfall we had over the weekend was one of them. And then just some continuing and ever-changing weather. Here as of late, we've had a lot cooler weather. Higher humidity and less wind all played into that along with the rainfall.
Washington County lifted its burn ban, but the county is still under a red flag fire warning. County Fire Marshal Dennis Ledbetter says while some parts of the county have received rain to alleviate the arid conditions, other areas haven't been quite as fortunate.
All the rain you see come through is not equal throughout the county. Some areas are getting a lot more rain up around Fayetteville, Springdale, up in some of these areas, those fronts have been coming through. You take southeast Washington County, and they got as less as 3/10 yesterday during all this rain. And they've been the most critical area of the county. The county burn ban is basically covers the unincorporated areas in the county, and we have to take all consideration of all areas in the county.
There still is a risk of fires running wild, especially if high winds or if weather conditions change. Further relief could come later in the week if Tropical Storm Isaac pushes more rain into the area. Burn bans have been lifted within some cities as well, including Tawnytown, Springdale, and Fayetteville. The ban was lifted just in time for fireworks makeup days set for Labor Day weekend. In Fayetteville, residents will be allowed to shoot off fireworks from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Monday, September 3rd. Springdale residents will be allowed to shoot fireworks from 5 to 11 p.m. Sunday and from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday.
24,600. Nearly that many students are enrolled this year at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. The enrollment numbers were announced yesterday. It includes a record-setting 20,000 undergraduate students. In just a moment, we'll have more on that story. More trails could be coming to Lake Atalanta in Rogers. Tonight, the city council is scheduled to authorize the purchase of 40 acres of land near other city-owned property at the lake. Rogers Mayor Greg Hines says that the property, situated in a valley, is ideal for construction of a multi-level trail. He also says the property has been on the market for quite some time. The city would pay $270,000 for the acreage.
The struggle has been for a number of years, you know, having been on the council for 12 years before having this opportunity, acquiring trail property or park property, or, I mean, it's been very difficult because of the real estate conditions we've been in. So right now is certainly a better time than there has been in a number of years to acquire land for parks, and I think this is no different. But, you know, if it weren't for the fact that I was looking to build, you know, multi-level trails in this place, I don't know that it would be all that desirable for anything else.
Mayor Hines says he hopes the city will develop on the property trails that will become destination trails, enticing users of the Razorback Regional Greenway and highlighting the beauty of downtown Rogers.
The Arkansas State Police will soon have a new director. Yesterday, Governor Mike Beebe announced Major Stan Witt is replacing Colonel J.R. Howard as the head of the state police force. Howard will retire at the end of the month. Governor Beebe says Witt had the experience in a variety of state police departments.
He's somebody that had all the experience in the various levels of activity of the state police, and somebody who most folks felt like, well, in fact, virtually everybody I talked to, had the leadership ability to garner the confidence of the agency, and that's important.
Witt first became a state trooper in 1985. He comes into the position of leadership after serving 27 years with the Arkansas State Police. He was also named the Administrative Services Division Commander earlier this year. Howard was named head of the state police in April of 2011 after serving as U.S. Marshal for the Eastern District of Arkansas. He is also the former director of the State Crime Lab.
A rotten second half continued for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals last night. They didn't fare well in Tulsa, losing to the Drillers 7-3. Just seven games are left in the regular season for the Nats. They'll travel to North Little Rock tonight to open up a four-game series against the Travelers. Clear tonight with lows of 59 in Northwest Arkansas, mid-60s tonight in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, clear with a high in the low to mid-90s throughout the region. And tomorrow night, clear, a low of 72 in the Arkansas River Valley. In Northwest Arkansas tomorrow night, clear in the evening, then a few clouds late with lows around 63.